Okay, let's get into Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Gimel, the third chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin, Dinei Mamonis Bishlosha, as we continue in this 11 chapter Masechta, and we get back now after a little break of unique different topics of the second parak of Parak Kohen Gadol. Now we get back to Dinei Mamonis, the topic of the first parak, and that is the number of judges that are needed in each of the Sanhedrin. So the first line of the Masechta was Dinei Mamonis Bishlosha, and the Mishnah here repeats it because that's what we're going to get back to, Dinei Mamonis Bishlosha. The Gemara goes into the first topic in this parak is Zabla. Let's read it, and then we'll have another introduction. Dinei Mamonis Bishlosha. What does that mean? How do I choose the three Dayanim? How do I choose the Bezdin? So Bezdin of 23, we know, is appointed by the Bezdin of 71. Bezdin of 71 is also originally appointed, the first one for Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're all the greatest Rabbanim of the generation. But how about a regular Bezdin of three? So the Mishnah has a line, which the Gemara tries to figure out exactly what it means. Zebor lo echad, v'zebor lo echad. This one chooses one, and this one chooses one. V'shneim bor in lan od echad. And then the two of them, that's not clear. Who are the two of them? What are the two choices? The two judges that were chosen choose a third one, or the two parties together? The two Baalei Dinim choose the third one. That's unclear. Ushnei and Borin Lahan Odechad, and those two choose a third. Divrei Rebbe Meir. V'chachamim Omrim, no, Shnei Dayanim Borin Lahan Odechad. The two Dayanim choose a third one. Meaning, so if that's what the Chachamim say, the Rebbe Meir must be saying that Shneiim, the two Baalei Dinim. So Rebbe Meir says the two Baalei Dinim choose the third, and the Chachamim say that the two Dayanim choose the third. The Gemara, as we will see, assumes that, doesn't say that they choose one, they choose one what? So maybe it means one Bezdin. The Gemara is going to say, each choose one Bezdin, each choose a Bezdin of three. So you have nine altogether. Since when do you need nine? That's how Rashi understands the Havamina of the Gemara. First Rashi in the Parak, Mashva ze borlo bezdin echad shehin gimel v'ze echad hari shisha v'shtein la borlo od echad hari tes. That's why the Gemara is going to ask, why would you need so many judges? But either way, this is the concept known as Zabla, which is the Rashi Tevos of ze borlo echad. That is the beginning, the first sugya here in our parak. The Chiddushi Aran discusses the beginning, in the beginning of the parak, a little introduction exactly to what exactly is the message of our Gemara. Says the Chiddushi Aran, let me just find it. The parak starts off, Kfar Kasav, Nebresh Parak, Kohen Gadol, says the Aran, why is this here? We're getting back to what we discussed before. V'yim Talmar, V'lom Atzar Brera Klau. First question asked the Ran, what do you need this concept of Zabla anyway? Paul Chakla Beperakama, we already learned in the first parak that three Hedyotos could be co for the parties. Aval Bishlo Kivlum Alayam Bali Dinim. Ve'ezar Chlomer Ma Yishlosha Mumchin. Dafilu Biachin Mumche. The Mumche could be co for. Yeshlomar says the Ran, that which we learned earlier, that three Hedyotos could be co for or Yachin Mumche, that's only if the nitva is misarev on the ikar hadin, v'omer shelo yase imodin. If they have two parties and one of them refuses to come to court, then he can be forced. But what if he says, I'm going to come to court, but I want a different court? Avalentoin sheyase imodin, el sheina rotze shei ploni dayon el ploni, then saisidan lebaha. That's what this is talking about. Earlier being forced, that's if he refuses totally. But if he says, no, I just want this bezdin, so then I want a different person. So that's why we say, b'shevachi tanidim amasisan zabla v'zabla. Point number one. Then the Ran adds, hearkening back to Daf Beis, v'hai dina debrera, loshna bodos v'halvos, loshna b'gzelos v'chavalos. It doesn't matter which type of dina mamadis we're talking about, right, that's this concept applies. V'yavagav delofum hayu kimta demuk minan la, and even though we're going to see in the Gemara that no kimta of our kol shev Surya, we'll have to see what that means. Dafka bodos alvos, the begav alvos lo miskashri, even though one of the kimtas of the Gemara only works for bodos alvos, mikol makom ayu kimta lo salka, but that doesn't last lamaskana, and lamaskana, one could say that our Mishnah is about all types of dinei mamonis, all of the types that were discussed in that base, and we will get back to them as well. Okay, the Meiri also writes here that the cases of Zabla that we were talking about is only if there is not only one set bezdin in the city. If there's one set bezdin that everybody goes to, so then there's nothing to talk about, right? Everybody goes to that city, that bezdin, and it's done, says the Meiri. V'choshi u'b'hasanedrin ma'amidros e'amidol mumchin. V'teida, shekoshi ish ba bezdin kazeh, ve'ein sham od bezdin, ein koach b'yad ba'ali din livrar elahochil lefnehem. V'donin, O son. That's the case here is that there are a few bati dinim, there's no kavua bezdin, that is what is discussed. But if there is, so then this wouldn't apply. That's what the Ramah quotes. The Ramah quotes that in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Gimel, right at the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, says the Ramah, Ramah at the end, V'nira li, after quoting this, the halacha of, Ein bezeh bachas bishlosha, v'chol shlosha nikra bezeh, afilu hadyotos. V'ein donenos aldam bal karcho, ima nitva misarev le'ri ladin. She'en eros ala dunim matoveh b'iro. Aval amros ala dunim mo b'iro, ela she'en achavis bishlosha shvira toveh, az zebar lo'echav, zebar lo'echad. Right, where does he get that from? The Aran. V'nira li. And then the Ramah adds, the dafka b'dayanim she'enam kavuim, avalim dayanim kavuim ba'ir, lo yuchalomar, lo adun lefnehem, ela b'zeborer, v'chein nohagin b'irenu. Says the Ramah, and that is what we do in our city. We have if there are not one kavua bezdin, so then you can go anywhere, but if there's one kavua bezdin, so then that's it. Okay, so that is the first case of the Mishnah, that each one is borer them one, and then they are all, the Rameir says that they're both, each of them, let's say the Baali Dinim are borer the third, and the Chacham say not. Part one of the Mishnah. Part two. Zeh posel dayano shel zeh, zeh posel dayano shel zeh. Div Rabbi Meir, each one of them could posel the dayan of the other one. We'll have to see what that means. How could you do that? I could just say you're posel. How could you posel a dayan? The Chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim limit that. Emasai, when could you posel a dayan? Bizman shemevi elein raya sheikrovet b'zulin. If I bring a raya that they are relatives, or they are posel for some other reason. Avalam hayuk sherin amumchin, mipi bezdin, ein yachol apostlan. But if they are sherin and mumchin, you can't posel them. Which is mashpah, the Rabbi Meir says you can posel them, even if they are mumchin. That would be very unusual. So we'll have to see what the Mishnah means. That's part two. So number one was zablah. Number two was poseling each other's dayanim. Number three, zeh posel eidav shel zeh, v'zeh posel eidav shel zeh. Each person can posel the eidim of the other one. Also surprising. What does that mean? I could just posel them without being machish them, without being mazim them. What does that mean? Divrei Meir. We'll have to see. V'chachamim omrim, emasai, v'zman shemevi alein raya sheikrovet upsulin. When do we say that you could posel them when you bring them a raya that they're karvu posel? Avon mayuk sheirin, edu yachal apostle. But if they're kosher, you can. So what does Rabbi Meir say? Even if they're kosher, you can posel them. No reason. You're a nogeba edus. You don't want that to testify against you. So what exactly is being said? So we'll have to see. As the Gemara explains each of these lines. Good, says the Gemara. My zebar lo echad v'zebar lo echad b'tzlas asagi. So Rashi already said what he thinks this question is. What does it mean, zavlo? It sounds like they each choose a bezdin. Right? The tinim amris b'shlosha. This one chooses one bezdin. This one chooses another bezdin. And then they both choose a third nine judges. You only need three judges. Tosfos has a little different shot of the question. And it sounds like this is what you have to do. Right? Why do you have to do it this way? Tosfos on after a couple of questions on Rashi says venerally the af betchilo haya yodeya kamosh befarish acharkach shezeh posel bezeh shachaver vzeh posel bezeh chaver of lo yeshu kiyim gimel achronim. Yeah, everybody, we know the maskot already in the Havamina. We're just bothered by the language of the Mishnah, says Tosfos. V'lo parech ela mi lishna demasnisan tiktani zeh borer bezdin v'chaver okein. That's how the words sound like. So we say lo sagi belavachi. Right, it's no way that they don't, not focus on the number like Rashi says, but just the language of there's no way for them to not go through this process. And then the answer is no. Klomar ein chova vade lasoske. No, it's just if it happens, this is what is done. Okay, either way, this is the pshat according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, but according to Rashi, you can't be mosif. There's no chiyuv for each of them to have nine. There is a Ramban, interesting Ramban that one might have seen before, and that's on Parshas Dvarim. Parshas Dvarim is a Rashi, which we all go through when we're Ma'aser Seder, but we don't always think about what Rashi means. Beginning of Dvarim on the pasuk, right? Echa salavadi terchachem umasachem berivchem. Right? How could I, says Moshe Rabbeinu, how could I bear all of the burden of being the only judge, all of your terchas masos? What do each of those words mean? Terchachem masachem berivchem. So Rashi quotes terchachem alamei shayu terchanim. Haya echad mehem roe es bal dino notzeach bedin. One of them will see the other one winning in the court case. Omer, he will say, Yeshli edim lahavi. Yeshli rayos lahavi. Wait, I have more witnesses. I have more proofs. Mosif ani alechem dayanim. I want to add on judges. That's Lashon Rashi. Ask the Ramban, what does that mean? We know there are Batei Dinim, 3:23-71. What do you mean, Mosif? And if you don't know, we had before, Eini Yodea, you could be Mosif. But if somebody's allowed to say, just he sees he's losing, he'll say, okay, I have more witnesses. Okay, I understand that. I have more judges? Says, ask the Ramban, Vadin Azeh Lo Yadati. I have no idea what this means. Lo Yadati Ososhi Baldin Yachol Hosif Dayanim Yoser Al Shlosha Bedinim Amidus. V'kol Shekein, surely L'Acher Shetan Bifnehem. After the already had the claims, Varasha Chaver Notzeach Bedin, you see the other guy is winning. She'ilu Kiba Olav Karvo Pasol Yachol Lachzer Bo Al'Acher Gmar Din. Fine if I was Bekabil, as we'll have in a couple of days. You can be Choser Bo until the end. Avalak Sheirim Ladun Einu Yachol Lachzer Bo. So I don't understand this, Rabbi. What is Rashi talking about? That a Baal Din could say, Mosif Ani Alecha Dayanim? Shema Nil Mo Mikan, says Rabban, it must be that we learn from here a Chiddush. Shema Nil Mo Mikan, Sheyachol Adam Lomar, Shnei Dayanim Ani Borer Li, V'tivar Atashnayim Acherim, that they can make this agreement. I'll choose two Dayanim, you choose two Dayanim, V'hem Yivara Od Echad, and they could choose a third. Right, and they could choose a third dayan. V'yehadid nigmar b'chamisho yoser. And the did could be done with more than three, because there will be five, v'chulu. And he says, kamosh amru, as Chazal say, it says, Rabbi Kapach, Rabbi Shevel on the bottom points out, we don't know the source of this Chazal, eino dome din hanigmar behe le din hanigmar b'yud. Right, eino dome, such a difference, the more the merrier. Even though three could be kofeh, avo rotza livra yoser, borer, and they could choose more. That's the shebekaknitz tavidu, tzedek tzedek tirdof, v'ribui chachamim bezdin yafehu, says the Rabban. V'hinei ba'midbar, and that's why in the midbar, hayu chachamim mitzuyim imahem, v'yicholin lomar, nelech lefnei sarei ha'alafim. They could say that. Still a little difficult, because in the words of Rashi, it doesn't sound like they agreed to that in the first place. Right? It sounds like from Rashi, the guy's about to lose. So he's, okay, let me get more judges. Would the Ramban also say that's allowed? So that's not so clear, but that's what it sounds like from the Ramban. The Ramban says that they can be Mosif, but not clear that if he could do that in the middle of the case. And that's also, this Ramban is quoted in the Ramah. Also in Choshe Mishpat, not in Simen Gimel, but in Simen Yud Gimel, says the Ramah in Simen Yud Gimel Sif Aleph here in Choshen Mishpat Echad Mi Bali Dinim Shamar Ish Ploni Yadunli Vamar Baldino Ploni Yadunli Harelu Shdu Dayanim Shibiru Zechav Zechad Varlo Shlishi. Right, the Halach of Zabla is quoted, and then towards the end of that Sif says the Ramah V'im V'yesh Omrim Dim Hanitva Omer Shehu Yivrar Shnayim V'atovea Gamkein Shnayim V'hem Yivaru Chamishi Harishus biyado to kozban shadayonim rabim yoser yotzi hadin lamito. Parentheses Ramban bepirusho latorah. Right, so that is quoted in the Ramah that if somebody wants to, but it sounds like again at the beginning of the case, it doesn't sound like that he could do this after he is already losing. But that is the suggestion made by the Ramban, and it's quoted here in the case of the Ramah. Okay, we continue. That's the Ramban. So ask the Gemara, say, what does it mean that each of them borrow lo zevor lo echad, it can't mean nine? So the Gemara answers, hachi ka'amar. Kishe zevor lo bezdin echad, viz zevor lo bezdin echad, if they each choose one bezdin, and what happens? And each one doesn't like the other bezdin, so then, shneyen borin lahen od echad. It doesn't mean cumulative. It means each one knock out the other one if they don't want that one to judge. If you have one thinks, oh, they're going to be more friendly to you. It says the Gemara, if you love him, even the love can knock out the bezin of the Toveya, the Amar Belazer, but didn't we learn later on, Beshem will get to this towards the end of the parak, lo shanu elamalve. When do we say that a person has the rights and the authority to say, I want to go to a different bezin as a malve? He has his yado al ha'el yona. I have a love, but the love kofanos of a dan be'iro, but the love as Rashi quotes, Evan Lovel Ishbalva. Remember we had that also in the Edeba Basra about writing a shofar, right? Kosvit shofar because of that principle. But either way, says the Gemara, the Lova, he's forced. He has the lower hand, right? He doesn't have the upper hand. And therefore, why would he be able to tell the Toveya, I don't want to go to this Besdin, I want to go to another Besdin. And is it only a Lova? Right? Not only a Lova. The Ron here says that it could be Lova versus Malve, but the other he's shown him, the Rush and the Rambam, all quote that it's anyone who is the Nitva. Anyone who is the Nitva, the Rush, here in Simon Mem Aleph, later on in our parak, notes this. V'lav dafka Lova Malve, elafilu gzelos, umekach, umemkar, umatanos, v'yerushos, v'chol dover sheish bo Toveya v'nitva. To hide anywhere, time with the nitva, it's the nitva that's unable to decide. It's the toveya that has the upper hand. To hide time of Rabbi Elazar shelo yotzi mana almana shayach b'chol toveya, because that svara that's given later on, that a person who is shouldn't have to be motzi mamon, to be motzi his mamon is shayach by any toveya, and therefore it would apply to all of that. The Rosh here at Siman Mem Aleph, and that's the mashmos of the Rambam also in Hilchos Sanhedrin. So, back to the question. So, even the Lova can be Ma'akev. So, it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara later on. So, the Gemara answers, Kedam Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'arko Shevesur Yeshanu. As Rabbi Yochanan answered for a different question, well, maybe the Ukimta is Arko Shevesur Yah. Who are those? Those are Bate Dinim that they don't really know too much. Says Rashi, Shalohayu Bekin Bedin Torah. It were people. It was in a place maybe where there weren't so many learned people. So you had three people that got together to judge the cases, basically more based on logic than based on Dinei Torah. So you needed something. You needed as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ishes Re'eo Chayim Blao, without the din, without justice. So that's our Kosha Masuria, but they're inferior type of judges. So just like Rabbi Yochanan says that elsewhere, Hachanami Bar Kosha Masuria Shadow. Maybe that's what's going on here. So by our Kosha Masuria, that's where the Lova has rights also, right? He can't be forced if it's our Kosha Masuria. If it's a real Bezdin, so then the Lova has his Evan Lova Lishmalva, and then he cannot make any claims. But our Kosha Masuria, he can. Aval Mumchin Lo, but Mumchin Lova wouldn't be able to get out of. Answer number one. Rav Papa Amar, if you look at him, Mumchin, Rav Papa says, even by Mumchin, maybe he would be able to say something. What does that mean? Kegon beidina de Rav Huna uderav Chisda. Like, what if in the case of Rav Huna Rav Chisda, they have their bati dinim in the same place? So therefore, it's not that the Lova is asking so much. De kamar le, mi katav mitarachna lecha. Am I asking you so much? Am I being matriach you so much to go to a different place? No, it's the same place. Rashi says, Travayu b'chad makom. They're both in the same place. Tosfos doesn't want to say it's literally the same place because Rav Chisda wouldn't paskin in front of Rav Huna. It goes to the Gemara in Erevin. And we had that concept earlier, remember, in the first parak about not paskining b'makom rabo. Right, that's the Gemara in Erevin. That's one of the big sugyas. Tosfos there, I think, discussed this Gemara in Erevin, where the Gemara says he wouldn't even paskin b'yata b'kutcha. A very simple question in front of his Rebbe. How can you say that they were in the same place? Venerally, Tosfos says, Shahayu smuchim zelazeh chuslagimol parsos. They weren't so far away. They were far away enough that it wouldn't be considered an isser, a mor halacha b'fnei rabo, but they weren't close enough to, but they were close enough to, for the, allow the lova to say to the malva, you know what? Let's just go to a different place. Okay. Tanan. So we came up, what is the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah's talking about a case where this one, at least at this point, Reuven chooses a Besdin. Shimon doesn't like it, so he knocks out Reuven's Besdin. Shimon chooses a Besdin, Reuven doesn't like it, so Reuven knocks out his Besdin. Then both of them have to get together and choose a third Besdin, but it's only going to be that Besdin. It's only going to be three. It's not going to be the first six that were knocked out. That's the Rabbi Meir Shita, according to our understanding now. So now the Gemara says Tanan. So what do the Chachamim say to that? The Chachamim Omrim, Shnei Dayanim, Boran Lohen Od Echad. The two Dayanim, which means what? The two Dayanim that were passed already? They choose the third one. Visak Adayda Kidzaka Amrinan Bezdin. And if we understand this as we just laid, that it's talking about two Bati Dinim that have been knocked out, they're going to choose the third? Bezdin Basar the Pasli Lahu. Azlu Ubiru Lahu Bedina Achrini. After they passel the Bezdin, they're going to allow them to choose the other Bezdin? I don't understand exactly how's that going to work? Right? So the mission doesn't fit in. Right? The two Bati Dinim that were already knocked out, can't choose the third one. V'od, and also, just the language. My Zebor lo echad, v'zebor lo echad. Right, that's mashba, that this is what you have to do. That sounds like Tosis' question from before. So, Ella, fine, we come to the final maskana conclusion of what the Mishnah means, which maybe this is how we understood it originally. It's not talking about Bati Dinim, it's talking about Dayanim. Ella, hachi kamar, zebor lo dayan echad. V'zebarlo dayan echad. They each choose one judge. Shneyen, and then the two of them, barlen od echad, the two bali dinim, choose the third judge. That's what it means. Why do they do it this way? Why is this the best way to have a bezin of three? Amri v'ma'arava mishmeidu rabbi zeira mitoch shezebarlo dayan echad. V'zebarlo dayan echad. Since they both choose one. V'shneyen barlen od echad. And then the two of them choose a third one. Yatza hadin la'amiso. The judgment will come out to the best MS. Best MS, Yad Adin Lamiso. What does that mean? Rashi. And some Rishonim say that there are those that have misunderstood this Rashi. What does Rashi say? Yatsa din emes lamito. Titsaisi ba'ale dinim. What does it mean, yatsa din lamito? That this is a way that the parties involved will listen the most. Titsaisi ba'ale dinim. The savar achayiv. Hare ani ba'atzvi v'yirati echad. Well, I chose one. Vim haya yachol lahafich bischusi. If he could come up with anything on my side, he would have. And if I lost the case, it must be that there was nothing to talk about. And also the judges themselves, the Dayanim themselves will do their best to try and be mahapech in the schus of both them, because they were both chosen and they were both accepted. Good. Small point number one. Where else did we have in this Pesachta earlier already about somebody listening to the people going out of court and listening to the Bali Dinim? So we had that, if we remember, by the folks of sayings, by the Gemara back in the first parak, also on Dav Zainam and Aleph, where we had Hauta Havukamar. Right, we said that it's a good thing to say that if you go to, out of court and they've taken your coat, you should sing a song. Why should you sing a song? Because, you know, you had something that wasn't yours, and now it was given up, to the right person. Right, and that's what we said, and that's what Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, that's alluded to in the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Am. Okay, but either way, we have another important discussion. What does Rashi sound like? Rashi says, oh, the Bali Dinim are going to be happy because they know, hey, if there was anything that they could have done for me, they would have done it for me. Does that give any impression that each of the judges has a specific weight to one side, that they're going to be mahapich bischuso shel, the one that chose them? So maybe one might have gotten that impression, but I mean, we know not. But one could take that line out of Rashi and say, so could you really read that as, well, he would have been bent towards my side. Says the Rush, that there are those that try to read Rashi that way, and it's Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom, we can read Rashi, that Rashi is allowing or even suggesting that the Dayanim should be weighted to one side and not be totally objective. Says the Rush right here in Suin Beis, he calls these people the Chasrei Das. Those who understand Rashi this way. There are those that are lacking in knowledge and understanding. And they understand from Rashi. Right, there are those that chose judges who are charlatans, who are fakers, who will be out for their side only. V'nitzlin b'divrei Rashi. And they hang themselves on the words of Rashi here. Shemash b'shish alavich b'schuso. There are those that say that, says the Rush, chalila v'chas. Chas v'shalom. You don't get chalila v'chas too often in the Rush. Shemash b'... V'chalila v'chas, lo diktaku b'dvarav, shekasav t'savri hari ani birarti, ki uso v'rshiyabich b'schuso, yotem b'schuso acher? No, the parties involved think that he's going to do that, but that's not true. Aval adayin atzmo, chalila lo limso svar l'schuso, im lo she'ira lo din gamor. Aval amaya yachol lahat'os es chaveiro, lekabel svaraso, aval bishu mesupak bab, hari ze bichlal mate mishpat. Chas v'shalom, trying to wait it to one side. No, it's just that they're going to be objective, they're going to be happy, and accept the din, knowing that they chose one of the judges, but it's not going to be weighted subjectively on one side. So therefore, says the Rush, those are only the chasrei das. I don't understand Rashi that way. But obviously, dayanim have to be done emes lamito as much as possible. Good. We continue. So Rabbi Meir says that the two parties choose the third dayan, and now according to this understanding, the Chachamim say that no, it's the two judges that choose the third judge. So what is that machlokas about? The Chachamim omrim v'chulu. So Neima, what is that machlokas about? The Gemara has two suggestions. Number one, Neima, but Rabbi Yehuda Marav kamiflagi. Maybe the machlokas is about Rabbi Yehuda Marav. To Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Eino Edim Chosman al Ashtar, Ela Imkin Yodin Michosim Imahem. Edim do not sign a shtar unless they know who's signing with them. Right? If one of the Edim is found to be problematic, then we're going to throw out all the Edim. Nimse echad karov apasol edusan b'teila, as we have had. So Edim wouldn't sign on a shtar. They don't want to be embarrassed. Right? Rashi says it's b'pnei habusha. Even if they're not the ones, but if their shtar is not going to be accepted because of the people they sign with, it's also embarrassing. So therefore, Edim wouldn't sign unless they knew who they were signing with. And the Gemara is assuming Dayanim wouldn't sit unless they knew who they were sitting with, right? And that's why, who chooses the third judge? Rabbi Meir, less late the Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Rabbi Meir is not choshesh for that, and therefore it's the parties, the two Baalei Dinim, that could choose the third judge. The Dayanim don't have a voice, for Rabbanan is the Rabbi Yehuda Marav, and the Rabbanan say no. Rabbanan hold like Rabbi Yehuda Marav, and therefore it's the two Dayanim that choose the third judge. So maybe this is the issue, what they're arguing about. Answer, lo, maybe not. To Kuli Alma Islu Rabbi Yehuda Marav, maybe everybody agrees to that. Everybody agrees that it applies by Dayanim. V'dasa Dayanim Kuli Alma L'Pligat D'Be'inot. Everybody agrees. So the question is, do you also need the Baalei Dinim to agree? Ki pligi das Baalei Dinim. The Dayanim for sure have to agree to it. But do you also need the Baalei Dinim? So Rabbi Meir Savar das Baalei Dinim Da'nai B'inan. Yes. Even though they each chose one, they have to agree to the two as well, to the third judge. And the Rabbi Meir really is lechumra, if this is the right formulation. For Rabbanan Savri das Dayanim B'inan das Baalei Dinim Lo B'inan. No, you need the das of the Dayanim, not the das of the Baalei Dinim. This Gemara also reminds us of the Ksos that we mentioned at the beginning of the Masechta. The Ksos discusses, does the principle of Nimsech, it's a suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech, but the Ksos brings Rias. The Ksos is Simon Lamed Vav, Siv Zayin. We know that the principle of Nimsech and Karv Apostle applies to Edim. Does it apply to Dayanim? Nimsech and Karv Apostle, if you find one of the judges to be wanting, do we say, or Apostle, Edus and Batela, do we say that? Do we say they're all thrown out? So the Ksos quoted back on Dav Gimel, no, you don't say that. Because remember what the case was? Yoshe Kronos. You have at least three, so at least one's going to know what they're talking about. What do you mean? And the other two could be Yoshe Kronos, totally not know anything? It must be, you do not say Nimsa Echad Karv Apostle, Edus and Batela. And we got out of that raya by saying that, wait a minute, maybe a Yoshev Kronos is not Apostle Dayan, it's not a Dayan at all. Like we have the principle by Edim. Certain individuals are not Apostle Edim, they're not Edim. Cherishot of Akatan, Evid Isha Akum, Nogea Bedavar possibly, right? The Gemara in Makkis, the first parak, Harug and Yatzil, and nearby Yatzil. And the Gemara answer is, Bimakaime Hadavar Akasa Bedavar. I mean, it could be that certain people are not even Edim. It's the same discussion here. It could be that certain people aren't even Dayanim. They're not Pasul Dayan. It's like, Lahavdil, right, if two Edim walk into court with their dog. We're not going to say that's Nimsa Echad Karva Pasul, the dog is a Pasul. No, the dog is not an aid Pasul. The dog is not an aid. So, halakhically, there could be people who aren't considered an aid or a Dayan in this regard. So that was the Ksos. So this Gemara also seems to relate that the principle of the Gemara is relating the line of Rehuda Marav to Dayanim also. The Dayanim wouldn't sit with someone who they don't know because it would be embarrassing, and therefore they would, if there's someone, one of the Dayanim are found to be a problem, sounds like they'd all get thrown out. So again, it sounds like the principle of the Ksos that it would apply to Dayanim, and therefore it would be against the Ksos. Okay, the Ksos has to work out this Gemara. Vayter. Says the Gemara Gufa, last skinny line. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Ein Edim Chosman Al Ashtar, V'chulu. Right, we have that line. Tani Nami Achi. Ka Chaya Nikiyei Hadas in Yerushalayim Osim. The Nikiyei Hadas in Yerushalayim. That lashon is used in a few places in Shas. Those who were careful in Yerushalayim. Those who were pure of intellect. Osa, they did the following. They wouldn't sign on documents unless they knew who was signing with them. They wouldn't sit in a din unless they knew who was sitting with them. And third, they also wouldn't sit down for a meal unless they knew who was sitting with them. They didn't want to sit in a group which was unbefitting for them, right? Rashi, sheginayhu l'talmidei chachamim. It's a disgrace. It's a genai for a talmid chacham leishev im eitzel am haaretz besuda, to sit with an am haaretz besuda, right? That's a genai for a talmid chacham, and therefore they wouldn't do it. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Hilchas Seuda, in Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Berurah. Hilchas Seuda, says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Ayin in Sif Chaf. This line, Nikiye Hadasha Birushalayim, Lohay Masubin Besuda, Elamkein HaYodim, Elamkein Yodim, Mimesivimayim. Bifrei, quoting Rashi, Gnai Latabachacham, Leshevi Salam Arith Besuda, says the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Membeis, in the name of Achronim, Afilu Besudas Mitzvah. Even by Besudas Mitzvah. So, how far does one go regarding that? Says the Bir Halacha, important Bir Halacha, right here in Siman Kuf Ayin. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah B'Shem Achronim, who quotes this, obviously, that's himself quoting that, V'unoveh Misever Matem Moshe. And it comes from the Matem Moshe. V'lo Yadati Mekoro. I don't know what the source of this Matem Moshe is, that even by Yisudis Mitzvah, you can't sit with Amei Ha'aretz. V'gam Ein Ha'olam Nizharin Bazek Lau. Right, and the Olam is not Nizar in this. We all eat by Sudis, and we're not so careful who we eat with. And he says, and maybe by Sudis Mitzvah, you should say, conceptually should be different. Why? Because maybe it's Shayach Mashamru Chazal, Mitzvah Be'izna Da'asikba, Magni Umatzli. Right, when we're involved in a Mitzvah, that protects me. V'nirali, says the Bir Halacha, Sha'afilu L'didei, even according to this Matem Moshe, Im Yochol Lios To'eles, if the Talmid Chacham is there to be mashpia, he's there to influence. Kigon, mashenogin bizmanenu, chabur shel machnisei orchim, o shel gomle chasanim v'chadome. What do we do? You have a bunch of people getting together doing a mitzvah. Sheosin suda bizman miyuchal lahem. They make a suda. Umimash Talmid Chacham yeoz beinehem yischazik al yedeze hadaver yosef yoser. They'll invite the rabbi. They'll invite the Talmid Chacham, and that will influence them latova, and they dafka want that. Ein shum chash bedavar. There wouldn't be any problem. V'adaraba kaven atoru kishem mitzvoseh mischaskim. That's a great thing. He's sitting amongst Amei Haaretz, but they want to hear. He's going to be a mashpia and not mushpa. Number one, and number two, the old efshar says the Bir Halacha. Da'afilu l'didei, even according to the Matem Moshe, eino aser elam kein yoshev imam b'chaburasam d'ganayulo. Also, if he's just sitting there, that's a ganay. Avok shetav l'chacham yoshev b'chabur shal eza lomdim hayoshem svivav. Av she besuda yesh arei ami aretz gamkein. If he's not the only one there, if there are a couple of talmidei chachamim there, so then also less lanba, there is no problem. V'hachi dayik lashon hashas, and that's it's beduyik in the lashon. Ela imkein yodim mimeisei v'meyen. The mashma etzlam mamish. Imaen mashma etzlam mamish. That's what he says. But if there are others that are with him that believe in what he believes in, that would be okay. Suggests the couple of interesting sources on this. Suggests the Margolius Hayam. Here he quotes one of the earlier sources. The Margolius Hayam says, or maybe this is himself, I think, v'yitachein, maybe this goes back to Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Why Katsa Bar Katsa? What? You can't imagine. Can't imagine what type of Russia, right, would be so mean and evil that in this situation, embarrassing this fellow Jew, right? Why would he be so paying for the whole Suda? And the rabbis are sitting there, right? So what exactly was his problem? So suggest the Margolius Hayam, so maybe it goes back to this Gemara. Asher ein lachshov ki adav sheyahagun delisvi rabbanan bebeisei. If all the rabbis are sitting in this person's house, it can't be this guy is such an evil person. Yinter sina kol kach lechem Yisrael, it's all based on pure hatred. It must be maybe this balabayas was choshesh l'kaved ha'archim, and he didn't want to put the rabbanim in a situation of sitting amongst a amharetz. Avo yitachein shechash l'kaved archav. Rabbanan, the Yasvi Akiri Yerushalayim, the Lochavitz Lahaniach Ki Adam She'eno Hagun. Right, as he saw, as he was a pretty, right, he was, again, embarrassed that he went and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, ultimately, right, so he was, an Am Haaret, so to speak, and therefore, that's why he was, protecting him. Okay, Chashuk Yechem, it also discusses, an interesting question that says that a certain Beis Medrash, somebody put up a petek on the bulletin board, inviting everybody to a bris that he's making the next day. And the question is, number one, interesting question. We know, the Gemara says at the end of Psachim, Kuf Yud Gimel, that there are seven that are menuda l'shamayim. One is that somebody who refuses to go to a chabura shal mitzvah. And Tosfos there says, like a bris milah. That's why the minhag is not to invite to a bris milah, because if you reject going to a bris milah, that's serious. That's serious consequences. That's what the Ramah says in Yaradei and Hilchas Mila. Kol mi she'ino ochel besudas Mila, hari menuda l'shamayim. But then the Ramah adds, v'dafka shenimsu sham b'ri adam mehuganim. Avalam nimsu b'ri adam she'ino mehuganim. You don't have to go eat there. Fine. So the question is, what if, 2 points. Number one, is it called an invitation if it's just a sign up on the wall? He should have read just the bris will be. But what if he wrote, in this case, everybody's invited. So is that called a personal invitation on the bulletin board? Okay, the question number one. Question number two, what if it is an invitation? Does it apply, like we were just talking about, the not to go? So he goes through back and forth this issue. He quotes a story at the end from the Chazon Ish, which he says you can't learn from because you don't know what the context is and you don't know what he meant it for. That somebody went over to him and asked this kind of question, and the Chazon Ish says you don't have to go. He says, why? He says, Ami Haaretz. He says, Ami Haaretz. Right, but there's all the whole yeshiva is going to be there and all the my friends and all the... The Chazon Ish says, "Borer shechelik ben amesubin lo yakpidu on atilas yadayim bedikto kol prate halacha. They won't be bedaktik about every chumra of atilas yadayim and birchas hamazon and v'chulu. The kibbutz shekeim heim kruyim kfar bilti mehuganim v'asar leishim am besuda." That's the Chazon Ish. Again, he says, "Don't learn from that. That we don't know what the context was, but that's an extreme formulation of." Anashim she'enam mehuganim. Okay, but let's continue. Says the Gemara, third wide line. Zeposel dayana v'chul. So finally, Baruch Hashem, we understand the first case of the Mishnah. The case is talking about Reuven chooses one judge, Shimon chooses a second judge, and the machlokas is who chooses the third judge, and is based on the issue of whether you need das bale dinim. Now we're next to the next case of the Mishnah. Right, each one could possibly each other's dayan. So what does that mean? Zeposel dayana v'chulu. Kol kamine de pasel dayani. What, I could just go and pasel your dayan? How do I pasel your dayan? Right, you bring a upstanding individual. Rabbi Yochanan bar kosha besuria shanu. You're right, we're talking about the arkosha besuria. This is where Rabbi Yochanan gave that answer. We're talking about inferior types of judges that are not so competent. Aval mumche lo, but you're right. A mumche, Remeir would not allow you to pasel. Says the Gemara, really? But what about what the Rabbanan say? Hamid Gadoli say for the next line of the Mishnah, Vachachavim Omrim, Eimasai Bezvacha Mevi Raishim Krovin Upsulin, Avalam Ha Yukrik Sheiron Omumchin, Mipi Bezdin, Eni Yochal Apostlan. The next lines that the Chachavim say, you can't pass on a Mumcha. What is that Mashba Rameir holds? Michlaz Rameir, Mumcha Namika Omar. So it sounds like Rameir says you are allowed to pass on a Mumcha. So I don't understand, says the Gemara. So Achik Omar, you have to reread the Mishnah. The Rabbanan are not saying, if he's a mumche. Even Rabbi Meir agrees to that. No, if they're ksherim, we treat them. The Rabbanan say, if there's a kosher person and who's supposed to be a judge, you can't just go pasel him. Naasu kim mumchin mipi besed. We treat them like they're mumchin, v'ein yachal poslan, and they can't pasel them. So we're not talking about mumche, we're just talking about stam people. Rabbi Meir says you could pasel them, if they're not experts, they're like a kosher besuria, but if they're expert, then you cannot. Toshma, but 1 second, we have a brisa that continues the conversation. Amru lo le Rabbi Meir, the Chacham say to Rabbi Meir, lo kol imenu, shebosel dayan, shemumcha l'rabim. You can't pass lo mumcha. Again, what, you going to change that brisa too? The answer is yes. Ema, lo kol imenu, shebosel dayan, shehimchuhu rabim aleyem. You can't pass lo dayan that everybody agreed to and everybody accepts, right, for no reason. And Rabbi Meir would say you can. Tani nami achi. And the Brisa also says that this is the understanding. La'olam posav aholech, Rabbi Meir holds that he could pasel achi kabel, we'll read on the side, achi kabel alav bifnei bezdin shemumcha l'rabim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says, until he accepts in front of a bezdin mumchin, then he could pasel. But again, even in front of a bezdin mumchin, surely the bezdin mumchin itself, Meir says, you cannot pasel. Says the fine. So what do we say so far? The machlokas is by a non bezdin mumchin. Can they pasul each one of them? Remeir says yes. The Rabbanan say no. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute, we still have a problem. What's the third case of the Mishnah? This was all the second part of the Mishnah. The third part of the Mishnah is about Edim. V'ha Edim kemumchin dami. Edim are just like mumchin, meaning if somebody brings Edim, I shouldn't be able to, if somebody brings Edim against me, so I can just passel them for no reason? No, they have like the status of a mumche. And we just said there, a mayor said you can't passel a mumche. So you should say you can't passel Edim either. So, based on the third part of the Mishnah, we have a problem back with our understanding of the second part of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Ha itzmar Allah. Really, the third part of the Mishnah has to be re-understood. The third part of the Mishnah is not saying that I can passel your Edim in plural, which would then be a problem, because that's like Mumchen, and we already said Rameir agrees that you can't passel Mumchen. So really, Amar Reish Lakish, Peh Kadosh Yomar Dover Zeh Tni Edo. Is it possible that this holy mouth, Rabbi Meir, made such an amazing statement that I can just passel your witnesses? It can't be. It must be that he doesn't mean Edim, but Edo, his witness, singular. And therefore, if there's one witness, then I can passel that one witness. I don't have two Edim against me, it's only one. We'll get back to that lasha. Let's just keep reading for a few minutes. So the bar says, Edo Lamai. What's the type of cases being discussed in the Mishnah where you could passel his aid? Ilei Mala Mamon. Is it for Dini Mamonis that he only brought one witness against you? So you don't need you, Rachmana Pasle. The Torah says he's not believed to be Motzi Mamon. And Ila Shvua, and if it's for a Shvua, he brought an aid against you to make you swear, Hey Mune Mehem Kebetre, then you can't passel him. The Torah believes him like two. That's one of the Shvua Daraisis. Eid Echad, Shvua's Eid Echad. So you can't passel him. By the way, that's a very important lashon for this sugya of Eid Echad, right? One of the big chakiras in Eid Echad is when an Eid Echad is believed, is he believed as two, or is he believed a different type of ne'amanus? So the lashon of our Mishnah, of our Gemara here, is kebetre. So do you take that literally, or is it just in terms of believing? You believe that it's a parallel. It's not an identification. That's the question in the understanding of the Gemara of that sugya. But either way, we're stuck. So what do you mean? Reish Lakish says that Rameir means Edo. It's a singular aid, and that's where you could passel. But what do you mean? Either the Torah passels already, or you can't passel. So what's the case? So the Gemara says, La'olam l'mamon. Really, it's referring to Dini Mamonis. Dini Mamonis, what do you mean? You don't need to passel. Lo tzricha de kibla alei kebetrei. The case is where you accepted. They accepted to have one to be as two, and now you want to be chozerbo. So can you be chozerbo? That's the machlokas. The mayor says he can be chozerbo, and the rabbanan say he cannot be chozerbo. Okay, let's just, again, there's what to say, but let's just continue a little bit more, and then we will make a comment. Says the Gemara. So my kamash one, damatzi adarbe. So what's this machlokas about now? If after accepting one witness as two, you can be chozerbo? But Tanina, we learned that in the Machlokes on Tamar's daf. Amar lo namanalai abba, namanalai avicha, namanalai shosharei bakar. If somebody says, I accept these puzzle people to be judges, Rabbi Meir, Omer, yachol achzerbo. B'cham Omer, any yachol achzerbo. We already know that. Rabbi Meir says you can be chozerbo from accepting a puzzle, and the Cham says you can't be chozerbo. V'yamar Rabdimi, breder of Nachad, breder of Yosef, kulot dekibol lebechad. And Rabdimi says it's that you accepted these puzzle people to be one judge, but you'll have other two kosher judges with them. Question mark. Tosa discusses, what do you need this extra line for? You have the question even without this line. Tosa discusses, maybe it's because if you didn't have this line, maybe you would have agreed, maybe you could only be chozerbo from Tarti Lareyasa. But like if you accept a puzzle, and the puzzle is going to be like three, but if you only have one Kabbalah of a puzzle, maybe you wouldn't be able to be chozerbo. That's why you have to add in. It is only Chad Lareyasa there, and you can still be chozerbo. But either way, we're back to the question of, we already know this from Tamara's daf, that Rameir and the Chacham argue about being chozerbo from a Kabbalah of a puzzle. So if that's the machlokas here, what's the chiddush? So tzricha, the Gemara says, you need the machlokas both by accepting a father and by accepting one witness. Ditan Abba Vavicha, if you only have the case of Abba Vavicha over there, Tamara's Mishnah, Bahakami Rabbanan, Dolomatzi Hadarbe. That's where the Rabbanan say you can't be chozerbo. Mishum, the Abba V'Avicha Chazul La'alma, because those are kosher individuals, just not kosher for you. it's your father. But they're kosher, so that maybe once you accept them, they're good, period. Aval chad kebetrei, but accepting one, like two witnesses, dela'alma lo chazu, it's an objective problem. It's not just relative. Ema modulei the Meir. Maybe the Chacham will agree to be Meir, then in our case you can't be Chodro. That's why you have to have our Mishnah. V'yeshmida Bahad, if you only had our Mishnah, Hakam or our Meir. Maybe only our Meir says here that he can be Chozerbo. Ava biyahi ema modulei the Rabbanan. Maybe he would agree to the Rabbanan that you can't be Chozerbo over there. Tzricha, that's why you need that case. Period. Okay, so what did we say so far? We just said that the case of the third case of our Mishnah, even though it says Edov, you change it to Edo. It means one witness. And you can passel one witness, meaning you can be Chozerbo from having originally accepted one witness as two witnesses and say, no, I don't want to accept it. That's the third case of the Mishnah. And if we do that, then we're safe in our understanding of the second part of the Mishnah, that Rebbe Meir agrees that you can't passel a mumcha, you can only passel our Ka'os Shebi Surya. The language, though, that we got into this, let's focus on that for a minute. Reish Lakish says, oh, it can't be Rebbe Meir said this. What was his language? Peh kadosh yomar davar zeh. Such a holy mouth? How could such a holy mouth say this? There is an Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim HaKadosh here in Parshas Pinchas discusses, has one line in a long piece on the pasuk of Bnei Yisachar, Lefuva Mishpachas Hapuni. So on that lashon, he quotes an Alshech. He quotes the Alshech in Parshas Tetzaveh. Umatzasi lechaside Yisrael shekasvu ki peh shalom de Torah Dino kikli shares. The mouth of a lomei Torah is like a kli shares, like a holy utensil of the Beis HaMikdash. Asher yisharsu bam bakodesh. Ki ein kedusha kikdushas haTorah. V'lozeh asur ladabar bo afilu divrechol. Hagam she'eibem dvarim asurim. And a kli shares. Kli shares makes everything that's put in the kadosh. And a mouth that speaks kedusha can't even speak divrechol. Even if it's not Asr, right? Kamo, and then the Arba here on the bottom of the Arachayim. Kamo sha'asr l'shamish b'klisharis dvarim ksherim, rak kachim. You can't use a klisharis just to eat cereal in the morning, even though it's not chul, it's not bisayim, but it's going to make a kadosh. And that's exactly what Arachayim says, that the mouth of a lomei Torah has to be someone who doesn't even speak neutral, non-dvarim asurim, because it's a pek kadosh, like he said, the language, pek kadosh, yomar davazet. How is that possible? That is the Arachayim HaKadosh. Alluding to this is there's a Rambam that we mentioned in the past. We have mentioned it recently, but again, this Arachayim, it says even neutral items shouldn't be mentioned. There's a unbelievable Rambam. Again, it's a scary Rambam in a sense, but it's a crucial Rambam. The Rambam on the first Perek in Pirkei Avos. So the Rambam discusses on the Mishnah of Lo Matzasi Guf Tov El Ashtika, right? That I didn't find any better Mida in life except Shtika. So the Rambam says there are five types of Dibur. Everything that we say in life can be boiled down to the... to can be categorized, so to speak, in one. Let me just find this. Open up to the right place. Could be categorized into the one of five categories. Dibur says the Rambam. Va'ani omer ki adibur yischalek lefi chiyuv toraseinu lachamisha chalakim. There are five. Everything we say when we go up to Shemayim after 120, every word that came out of our mouth is going to be put into one of five categories, and we got to hope that certain categories are more full than others. The Rambam says mitzvah, asur, ma'us, ahuv, mutter. Right? What are those categories? Number one, mitzvah. That's mitzvah. All mitzvahs. Kriyas HaTorah, and Tehillim, and Tefillah, V'divar Tabam. Hi kamo kala mitzvahs. Number one, mitzvah. The opposite, asur. What's in asur? Eidu Sheker, Kazav, Rechilus, Malshinus, Klala. Right, and Nivel Peh, Lashon Hara, right, all of that is category 2. Let's go to category 5 for a second. Category 5 is what he calls Mutter, and that is things that we have to talk about for life. You know, who's picking up the kids today, and who's doing, who's still going shopping, and Divrei Rishus, Mutter. Right? You need to talk. You need to have some of that, right, in life. But it's the other categories that really, define a person. Chelek Shlishi is Dibur HaMa'us, Chelek Revi is Dibur HaAhuv, meaning not Asur, but not Mitzvah. Right, this is what the Rambam says, it's called Sicha B'Teila. It could be. Meaning, what's the Ahuv? So that's not Torah, but it's Shevach Itzah. He might call it philosophy, you know, talking about ideas, talking about other things in life that you can learn from. And that which is not mitzvah, but it's also positive. And the other point is not asur, but it's also negative. Right? Dibur she'in to'elos bo la'adam b'nafsho. So stam, you know, a lot of shmoozing that we do. V'lo mashmoz v'lo meri. Like, these current events. Eich minhag melech ploni ba'armono. Sipure ha'hamon mashi'ira u'mashahaya. U'ma ha'isa sivas maves ploni, o'osher ploni. Right? V'chulu, just stop shmoozing. So maybe we all need some of this, but the Rambam is saying that we have to know what each of the categories is going to be filled with. So that's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh mentions here about a Peh Kadosh. Why do we continue? Says the Gemara now, is this really true? Does this understanding of the third part of the Mishnah work, that a dove is really a doe? No. Hamei Diktani Reisha Dayano. V'seifa a dove Amadav Diktani. From the fact that the beginning of the Mishnah says Dayano, which is singular, Yachid, and then it says a dove, plural, so it sounds like it's Dafka. So, we're back to the earlier problem, right? How do you understand the third part of the Mishnah? So, next try. Amar Abelazar, it's not what, I can passel your Edim? No. Here's the case. Bibahu ve'echad acher l'poslan. It means I am coming with another person to pasul. Reuben brings two Edom against me. I'm Shimon. And Shimon, I bring Shimon and one other person come and testify and pasul the Edom. Says the Gemara, called Kamine. Nogeh be'edusahu. How could I do that? I'm a nogeh be'edus. You bring Edom against me and I say, oh yeah, they're problematic. How am I allowed to do that? Right, you're testifying in general about them, in irer. The Yad Ramah says, it's not specifically about this case, but it's a psul ba'alma, and so then maybe it's not an ogeh b'davar. Says the Gemara, what's the psul? Irer demai. Ilema irer de gazlanusa. Is it irer of gazlanus that I say he's a gazlan? Kol kamine nogeh b'eduzuhu. So that's saying that he's a gazlan, he's possible to testify against me. So why is that allowed? Say, ela irer to pagam mishpacha. You're right, it's not gazlanus, it's irer of pagam mishpacha. I'm saying that way, way back, his family was a family of avadim. And therefore, they're not kosher to be Edim. So that's the machlokets of the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Savar, Hani Amishpacha Kamisadi. Rabbi Meir says, the direct testimony is not about him, it's about his family. Memela, he's included, but that's not called Nogeh B'Davar. The Memela Kapasel, and it's clear that according to Rabbi Meir, to be a Nogeh B'Davar, it has to be directly about this person. V'Rabbanan Savri, so Nogeh B'Edusu. The Rabbanan say, L'maisa, he's posseling this guy. I don't care if he's, you know, doing it a little indirectly. He's posseling him, and therefore this would be a problem. Again, this what's the Nekudas of Machlokas about Nogeh B'Davar, Chashash Meshaker, Baldavar, the Achronim get into it about this, how to explain this Machlokas. But either way, this is all Pshat number two. Pshat number two of the Mishnah. What does it mean? They each possel the other ones. Edim, number one, maybe it means aid. Number two, it's Huva Acher, Balaposlan. Number three, third pshat, and we'll do the fourth one of Hashem tomorrow. Ki asa Rav Dimi, third pshat, Amar Rav Yochanan. Whenever you see a Rav Dimi, usually there's a Ravin on the horizon also. So here's Rav Dimi, if you look on the last line, ki asa Ravin, Amar Rav Yochanan. They each have different views of what Rav Yochanan said in Eretz Yisrael. So ki asa Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yochanan, machlokes b'shtei kita edim. The case in the Mishnah is about two kita edim. Meaning, Reuven says, I have two kita edim that I could bring, and the other party says, well, after they brought the first one, can they passel the first one? Because he says he has a second one anyway. So maybe if he has a second one, it's not called an ogeh b'davar if I passel the first one, because he has a chiyuv to bring the second ones. That's the machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan machlokas b'shtikei d'edim. Rabbi Meir savar tzorach lavar. Rabbi Meir says, a person, if they say they have certain birur, they have to be mevarer. And therefore, Shimon can passel Reuven's first set, because Reuven has to bring the second set anyway. So he's not called an ogeh b'davar. For Rabbanan Savri, in a tzorach levara, there's no chiv to be mevara. Aval in a chinami. Bekat achas devri akol in a tzorach l'poslan. If there's just one group of edim, then obviously the other guy's an ogeh b'davar. He can't pasul. So as the Gemara, Amr l'fan of Rav Ami v'Ravasi, ein shem ela kat achas, mahu. What's the halacha? There's only one kat. Says the Gemara we just said. We just said, you can't. So Ella Nimseis Kat Shnia Krovin Opsulin Mao. No. This is the case. What happens if the second Kat comes and they end up being problematic? So now, do we say Lamafreya that Shimon did not have the power to pass over Reuben's first group, because now this ends up being his only set of Edim. So do we say that Lamafreya Nogebadavar? Rashi has 2 days had to understand this and the earlier part of the Gemara, where you're going with the first pshat. Amar Lahem, Karheidu Edim Rishonim. The Edim Rishonim already gave their testimony, they already knocked them out. Once they knocked them out, Bakashrus, they were able to knock them out, they can't be Choser Veneir. Ikadamri, or maybe Ravashi said it. Amar Ravashi, Karheidu Edim Harishonim. So therefore, the Machlokas is at root about Sarech Levarer. And that has ramifications for Nogeya Bidavar. Period. I guess we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue with Neima, Hashem on tomorrow's Daf.